T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He's got all the talent, the same traits of Tom Brady. I just don't know if Cam Newton could do that. Oh, that would be so difficult. You hear the sarcasm, right? But I think it's a great fit for New England. I think it's a great fit for Cam Newton.
Dale Arnold.
Cam Newton does not move the meter at all for the 2020 New England Patriots. The Buffalo Bills are still the best team when you take a look at the division. They're going to win the AFC East by 3 or 4 games.
Rich Keith.
So much on my mind right now, but I'm going to keep this shit brief. I'm at your neck.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
If it's going to leak, it's going to leak.
Midstream on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
We're broadcasting live from our Shaw's and Star Market studios in Bellingham and Brighton. Welcome to Dale and Keefe, along with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Dale.
What's up?
I'll tell you what, I'm at your neck. I am at your neck.
I don't know what that means.
I got to say this.
Yes.
He's got a better social media guy than Tom Brady does.
100% he does.
That 5-minute video was unbelievable.
There's a lot going on in that video.
Yes, there was.
There was a lot of production. There was him getting drafted. There was a journey with Cam Newton on his YouTube channel, and that was a little bit of everything, but he said, farewell, Carolina, no hard feelings. Hello, New England, at your neck.
And I think there are hard feelings, but
maybe probably has to be.
Yeah.
A little bit of hard feelings along the way.
He's got a little something to prove.
He was on that treadmill a long time.
Yeah, but what did he do on the treadmill prior to...
Right.
he didn't do a lot.
If he's only walking for an hour, I'm not all that impressed.
What are you walking for an hour?
No, I jog.
Can't do it. Oh, you jog, I think.
It's yogging. Soft J. Yeah. Dale, you walk for an hour. No offense, but right?
Oh,
can
more.
You go play quarterback for us?
No, I actually...
The wing.
I walk every day, either 4, 5, or 6 miles.
Okay.
I did that this morning.
Wow. After that, do you feel prepared to beat out Jarrett Stidham and run the Patriots offense?
I
can't throw a lick.
Do you glisten with sweat like Cam Newton does?
Oh, he was glistening, Sean.
I did
a great
like
point. He was glistening.
And the short sleeve hoodie?
He looks like a
hoodie?
Superhero.
Where do I get a short
Why
sleeve
they call
hoodie?
Him Superman.
That's right.
I want a short sleeve hoodie.
Short sleeve
Doesn't Bill Belichick
hoodie.
Have them all the time?
Well, but he makes them. This was more of a form-fitting, actually
well,
made that
he's
way.
Another Under Armour guy, right? Newton? Isn't
he was.
Yes, he is.
Another guy trying to stiff colleges out of the money that they agreed to pay.
Ouch.
Oof.
Wow. Well, took an ugly turn, Dale.
Geez. Wow.
It's business, Dale. It's not personal.
But yeah, he looked good. He was working out with all kinds of different weights. I also enjoyed part of the video where they were just like pumicing his feet. Like, why did they show so much
was
of that?
Part of the rehab process.
We learned last week, nobody touches Andy Hart's feet.
No.
Well, I don't blame you. Yeah.
I could not have done what he was doing.
No.
But
no.
I guess if my career.
I don't want to wish that upon somebody else. Yeah, right. I'm not touching my own feet. Why would somebody? I'm not going to make someone else touch.
I won't
feet.
Touch yours. You don't touch mine. We got a good relationship.
Fair trade. But
so we had it. We don't have 5.5 minutes to do this, but we have the condensed version of what Cam Newton posted yesterday.
With the first pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers select Cam Newton.
Cam is 2015, 18 most valuable player he is.
Cam Newton.
We are here for Cam Jam. It's Cam's Thanksgiving Jam, feeding 1,300 kids from the YMCAs all across the greater Charlotte area.
And Cam came in tonight and he just reminded folks that they matter and that their lives matter. And he brought joy and it was amazing.
Trust
giving back to the community, to take care of the people in your community. Cam has just been really the poster child down here. He has set the bar extremely high, and we aspire to get to that bar with him.
Ooh, what a feeling. There's so much on my mind right now. But I'm going to keep this shit brief. I'm at your neck.
You ready or what? I cannot wait for this guy.
I'm at your neck.
At your neck. That is my new catchphrase now.
Is it better than LFG? I'm at your
so much better than LFG. LFG's so corny.
Oh.
So corny. He's at your neck. He doesn't have to censor himself.
What does at your neck LFG mean? Can you explain that?
Yeah, it means
I don't know.
Shyam, explain it.
It means like you're like a wolf. You're like a wolf ready to eat. You're at the jugular.
You're like a rabid dog.
Oh, so
a rabid dog.
You're ready to kill.
That wasn't to like Patriots fans. That was to Patriots opponents.
No, that is to all the naysayers out there, and there are many. He is at your neck.
One is sitting right here.
Yeah, he might be even more motivated than Brady. That's how he. That's
he should be.
I think he is.
He should be far more. People think his career.
Tom Brady's
four
got
years
$50 million guaranteed.
Right.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton's got a million.
He's got 8 years on the line. He could have another 8 years in the NFL if he has a good year, or he could be out of football in like a year.
They're calling him a one-hit wonder.
Yes,
he knows that.
They think he's broken.
Right. And now
he's done. He's a diva. He's a fraud.
This guy looks great. He is in great shape.
Have we seen him throw a football?
No. Yeah, no, he was out there
and
with Odell
Beckham.
And
even when you did, he wasn't always real accurate.
No, not necessarily. But he can run you over.
He can, or he could.
He can run you over.
We'll see if that foot with all that massage is fine.
Yeah. So a little over an hour ago, I posted one of these quickie Twitter polls on my Twitter, and it just said very simply, will the Cam Newton signing be successful for the Patriots? 1,780 of you have voted. 85% rousingly say yes.
No.
It's good to be in the majority there.
Now, if my Twitter poll said, will the Cam Newton signing be successful for the Jaguars?
Oh, God, no. Broken down fraud.
It'd be 85% no. I'm going to tell you that not only...
Well, that's not exactly fair, is it? Because the Jaguars don't have Bill Belichick.
I was trying to pick a team that needed a quarterback. And
no, I got you. I got
The Chargers are talented.
But like, if you went to the Broncos in Andy Hart's scenario yesterday,
okay,
and he could get traded there. The Broncos have a good
this
roster.
Poll
or
would
like
be
the Colts?
85% no.
I don't know if it would be that high.
I think
you guys think so?
Or how about the question, if Cam Newton signed with the Broncos, who's going to have a better year, Jarrett Stidham in New England or Cam Newton in Denver?
No, people, I understand.
Are homers?
Homers. They are. The Jarrett Stidham love was real for a couple of months, and then it'll disappear, never
Fitzy
to be heard
had
of again.
The Patriots at 10-6 with Jarrett Stidham, now 11-5 with Cam Newton.
One more win, you know?
Here's my hot take, not at noon, but now. It's not my high noon hot take, it's my 10
it's high noon somewhere,
take.
Dale.
Is that
the Greenland?
This is a good signing for the Patriots because there is low risk, high reward.
Yes,
and it's going to fail.
How could it possibly fail?
I've got about six reasons that I've delineated here.
I'll Dikembe Mutombo all of them. Go ahead.
I bet you will. And we'll start with the injury history. Okay. Now, if you want to go back to 2014 and ignore the fractured back in the car accident, that's fine. If you want to go back to 2016 and ignore he missed time with a concussion, I'm only surprised it hasn't been more, given the way he plays and the way he gets rocked. So that's fine. I go to March of 2017 when he had surgery on his throwing shoulder for a partially torn rotator cuff. Week 10, 2018, got injured on a hit by TJ Watt. Lost the next six, didn't play the last two, was obviously hurt on the TJ Watt hit. To his credit, gutted it out, tried to play, it failed. January 2019, surgery on his throwing shoulder again. This one described as being more complex. Third preseason game, 2019, sprained his left foot. Second game of the regular season, re-aggravated the injury. They determined he suffered a Lisfranc injury. Placed on IR in November, surgery in December. Every time we talked about Cam Newton yesterday, we started the phrase with, if healthy, he won't be.
Well,
he can't be.
Why not? So, because Edelman will be hurt, Gronk will be hurt, like all these guys will be hurt. You have to still take a chance. Here's games played by season.
I said I would do it.
16, 16, 16, 14, 16, 15, 16, 14, 2. So last year, 2.
He was hurt.
Tom Brady also had a season where he played in 1. So it does happen. He takes a lot of hits.
He gets rocked.
So to say that if he comes here and is hurt, it's an absolute failure, I disagree because you're still upgrading your quarterback position right now. Every single guy has a chance to be hurt. There are guys who have more of a history, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Danny Amendola, we've seen a bunch of them here in New England. But I don't see that as a failure. At least you took a shot at a better quarterback.
I said, I got no issues with doing it. You have.
You said it was going to fail.
I have no issues with the Patriots signing him.
Okay.
Low risk, high reward. If everything goes bad, it costs you $1 million, and so what? It's Robert Kraft's money. I don't care. I still think it's going to fail.
Because you're just predicting injury.
Not just injury.
Well, what else?
It's part of it. We're talking about a guy who is, and this was one of Andy Hart's points yesterday, notoriously inaccurate as a passer when he was healthy. You know, a career 59.6% completion percentage. He's had one season in the last six above 60%. He's only thrown for 4,000 or more yards once in his career, his rookie year when he threw for 4,051. He is an inaccurate passer of the football at best, and that's when he was a threat to run the football, and you didn't know where the hell he was going to be.
Well, don't you think part of it was the offense that he was running and
sure.
the deep threats that fair. They had, and they would chuck it deep? Because the one year that you referenced, he had a 68% completion percentage, and
that
that's
the one year in the last six when he got above 60.
No, but my point is he was throwing to Christian McCaffrey a lot, and so the numbers are going to go up. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the most successful. He had an MVP season where his completion percentage was a tick under 60%. So I don't know if you want to necessarily fall in love with the completion percentage, because I'm sure we can go through some of these guys in the league that all they do is check down and mm-hmm. the thing is 65, close to 70%. But do they move the ball down the field? Do they ever make these big plays? Plus, the only throwing for 4,000 yards once is to me a little bit negated because the amount of offense that he does provide you when he's rushing for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 touchdowns, or
and
he's rushing
for 400,
500 yards.
I don't think that's
going to
be a part of his game anymore.
You don't think
he's
going to run?
I don't think it's going to be the same.
Then you don't want. But Dale, yesterday you said they're going to win more games with him.
Yeah, you know what? Vegas took the over under for the Patriots from 8.5 to 9.
And you took
with
the over.
With the signing of Newton. And I said, I got no issues, but I also said before I took the over, quote unquote, if he's healthy.
Yeah, but if he doesn't run, Dale, that's not Cam Newton.
But you just said he's not going to be healthy.
I don't think he will.
I don't even care about the health. If you're telling me he won't run, I want no part of Cam Newton.
Yeah, how
I'm
not
saying
he
has to run all the time, has to run for 1,000 yards, but if he is just looking to be a pocket passer, just stand back there and say, you know what, I'm the new Tom Brady.
No, I don't want that either.
I want no part of that.
I don't want that either. But if he's a threat to run, if he's going to give you maybe 500 yards on the ground, he's going to run for 4, 5, 6 touchdowns somewhere in there on top of what he is as a passer, which obviously he's not the most accurate guy in the world. I think whoever you got to replace Tom Brady was going to be less accurate than Tom Brady.
Sure.
But I think 60% completion percentage, and with this offense, I think McDaniels can design something that'll best suit his game. So I have a lot of confidence in that combination. I don't know how you could say they're going to win 10 games and then also say it's going to fail. That doesn't seem to add up.
Let me give you a quick cut from Booger McFarland. And, John, this will be number two. He was on the Ross Tucker podcast. And, you know, they were obviously talking, as everybody is around the NFL, the Patriots signing of Cam Newton. And here's, I think, Booger kind of a bit parroting what Andy just said about Cam Newton and what he can do.
Have we seen him make unscripted moves? Have we seen him take hits? Let's not forget, it's a foot and a shoulder. And if you told me that Cam Newton is not going to run the football and not going to be that physically imposing specimen that we've seen, I would tell you I don't want it, because I don't see a guy that can become a dropback passer. And everybody's going to go back to 2018 with North Turner. Cam Newton completed 68% of his passes. Hey, stats lie sometimes. Those were a lot of check down passes. If you go back and you look at his completion percentage, 15 to 20 yards down the field, it was still in line with where he's been his entire career, which is a 50 to 55% passer. And that just doesn't cut it in an NFL where most quarterbacks are around 65, 68% completion percentage.
I am alarmingly aligned with Booger.
I
agree with everything
he
said.
15 to 20 yard pass.
The adjustment in the offense and where he kind of fluffed his numbers. But more importantly, we haven't seen Cam be Cam, and I need Cam to be Cam if he's going to be good enough for me. He's not going to be a pocket passer where he's just going to hit option routes to Julian Edelman and play Tom Brady football for the New England Patriots. If he can't run at all. And I'm not saying he has to be a runner.
No,
because I also don't want Lamar Jackson. I think the guys who try to run for 1,200 yards, but there has to be a threat. And I've always said, I think the perfect example in today's football is Russell Wilson. He runs when he needs to. You know he can run. He almost never takes a hit, which is the biggest thing for Cam, because remember the
whole...
He
always takes a hit.
And there was the whole Hack-a-Shaq thing. Oh, he's bigger, so they just let him knock the crap out of him. If Brady got hit like that, you know, 15 yards every time, Cam, you know, he can get hit every play like that, and no one seems to care.
Yeah.
You have to find that happy medium where his feet are an asset and a threat.
Threat
but not
is all
a detriment.
I care about. All so I think, care about is the threat.
But
and
they keep,
I think it's going to become clear early on he's not that same threat that he used to be.
I think if you go back to 2018, the first half of that season,
yes.
That's not that far ago or long ago, because we've talked about, Josh Gordon was good in 13. Kaepernick was good in 13. Like all these guys.
Right.
Cam Newton, the first eight games of that year, it was something like 15 touchdowns, 4 picks. He also ran for another 4 touchdowns, and it wasn't a million rushing attempts every game. It didn't have to be, but it was the threat. It was the ability at the goal line. He was completing a high percentage of his passes, yes. And some of that is McCaffrey, and that's going to boost the numbers a little bit. But guess what? You can do that with White if that's what you're concerned about. You know, how he clicks with Edelman is going to be huge. Is Harry a factor at all? Obviously, that's going to be important. But he is used to having not the best receivers around him. His whole career, he has had crap. And everybody was saying last year Brady had crap around him, and if it was Stidham this year, he was going to have crap around him. It's not like Newton's one of these guys that needed to have Hall of Fame talent around him. You know, some of the knocks on some of the college quarterbacks that come in, right? They have all these D1 athletes around him, first-round picks around him.
Tua,
right. Cam Newton, his whole NFL career, I'll give you Greg Olsen, very good, but then he was done. And then he really only got a year of really good McCaffrey, because last year Newton was hurt. I think he's kind of used to this group.
I have a problem, too, with his fit with James White and Julian Edelman. Because James White, yes, he's going to catch a high percentage of the balls thrown his way, but we know that if he catches it with his backhand, he's toast. He gets tackled for no gain.
Yeah.
Like the importance of
putting it
where he's
right
actually going forward. Or Julian Edelman, he's running those little option routes, the slants, the digs, whatever, and he gets lit up because the ball's behind him, and now he has to we've seen him do it before. I mean, Brady does it too. Every quarterback does it sometimes, but does Newton do it more often than not?
Right.
Now he's taking, A, the yardage isn't the same, and B, he's taking bigger hits. Long term, that's detrimental to the offense. So, yeah, I have significant. It's weird how this has been very polarizing, and I love that. I love that for our business. He has injected so much excitement into this offseason, training camp, because I hear, not going to work. You know, people like Dale, it's just not going to work. It's going to fail miserably for whatever reason. And then I hear other people are like, Shime, like AFC title game, let's go. Mahomes, Newton, Patriots are back in the championship.
It's like they're ignoring the injury history. It's like it didn't exist. 2 shoulder surgeries, a surgery on Lisfranc injury. I just don't, and again.
So can he get healthy again or no?
Oh, sure, he could. He's 31, and as we said, when he did run, he got his clock cleaned so often, you almost felt bad for the guy.
So like if Gronk came back to the Patriots, would it be okay if people got excited about Gronk or no?
Oh, you can get excited, but I told you before, I think Gronk may have some issues in Tampa Bay, because I think the first couple of times he gets hit, he's going to go, oh, wait a minute, my back isn't cured yet, is it?
Yeah, I actually think that's a really good comparison of 2 big physical specimens who got the snot kicked out of them in NFL football, who are now sort of a shell of themselves. They're still the superstar name.
What about like J.J. Watt, a guy who's hurt all the time?
But yeah, then he's
same
toast.
Thing.
Comes
same
up.
Thing. He's toast when he
is.
I mean,
he toast?
I don't know.
When
Pro Football
plays,
Football
is,
tells
is
me.
Is J.J. Watt toast?
The only defensive player in football better than him is Aaron Donald.
What I mean is he cannot and will not stay healthy. He can't.
No, I know. But when he's out there, I feel like he's. It's not like
what about Stephon
a
Gilmore?
Shell of himself. What about Gilmore? What about him?
He said the only defensive player in football better than him is Aaron Donald. Like, hey, home market, cheap pop.
617-779-7937. We will give you an opportunity to weigh in as well. When we come back, we'll get Keith's take on why Cam Newton will be successful here, even though I think this is doomed to fail. We'll get to your calls as well. A lot of stuff to get to. Field Yates is going to join us at 11 a.m. It's Dale and Keith with Hart, and it's time to trend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
It's the big bad New England Patriots. Tom Brady is not a member of the Patriots for the first time in two decades. So this is something that is a huge deal in the court of public opinion. Next sentence. Cam Newton does not move the meter at all for the 2020 New England Patriots. Cam Newton over the last 2 years has proven that he is a shell of his former self. He is absolutely shocked. He's now 31 years old. In his last 8 starts, he has as many wins as me.
Superman. All right, so Adam Schein.
Who was that loser?
Adam
Are
Schein.
You kidding
Not
me?
Chris Scheim.
Next
but
sentence.
Adam Schein.
Yeah, the voice.
Next sentence.
I'm fake radio going.
He has not been. He has as many wins as I do.
You're a loser. That's a stupid thing to say.
Joining us at 11 will be Adam.
No,
Schein.
Adam Schein. Hey, it's time to shine.
Hey, Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks Rich so much for taking the time out of your day. We love you.
Rich will do his little turtling that he's famous for.
Who says next sentence when you're just. Why can't you just keep talking?
I think it was shtick. I think there was like, oh, he's writing the next paragraph, lead. You
so know. He won't move the needle in New England. That's well, already that's, wrong.
The needle
that's already
moved
wrong.
More with him than almost yeah. anybody else would have, right?
Correct.
So
yes.
I don't know whether
maybe
he moves
Kaepernick.
The win. Yeah, maybe Kaepernick. But I don't know if he moves the win meter or any. We can get into that.
That's
the production.
But the needle?
The needle is
oh, the needle
pegged. It's
it
like moved. When these guys yell at me for yelling and the little red things go way up to the top. That's what Cam Newton just did.
I'd be like. The red things?
It's a fair point.
What are those called?
I also...
it's a technical term.
Meters?
Nobody uses needles anymore. They're digital.
That's your
I also
point.
Said, by the way, that I have no problems with the Patriots doing this. It's low risk. It's high reward. In fact, the only negative I have about the signing, because I don't think it's going to succeed, is how does this adversely affect Jarrett Stidham going forward, who I think will ultimately end up having to be your quarterback?
That's a legitimate question, Dale. I think that's a legitimate to say... If you invest in Cam Newton for whatever period of time and reps, and maybe you rush him. Oh, he's getting here July 28th. We got a game on September. We got to get him in the system. He's getting, you know, 8-2 reps or 7-3, blah, blah. And then you realize he stinks. He's not
or
that good.
Or he gets good. Hurt again.
Or Dale, yes, we could get hurt. You have
Dale's
made
pretty,
that point.
He's all in on him getting hurt.
He could get hurt.
Yeah.
And then, oh, now we get a scramble and go back to Jarrett Stidham. And it's like, well... So now I'm good enough, and
but if
how about I could have used those reps for the last month?
But I think the argument would be if he can't handle that, then he's really not destined to be a great quarterback.
But he's hindered.
He's like hindered? If
we're yes.
Oh, because there's less. He's not.
Did I catch you off guard with that word?
Well, no, but like so he should just be given the job.
No, I'm just saying if the end game. I'm not saying what the plan should, but if the end game results in Jarrett Stidham as your starting quarterback. And you took reps away from
and he's
him.
Unprepared opportunities, to take on the
right
spot.
You have. It's like everybody said. Oh, Tom Brady didn't come to OTAs last year. It's a fact that he and the team could have benefited from him being at OTAs. Right? That's a fact.
I think so.
Okay, so it's a fact that Jarrett Stidham would benefit from more reps, more opportunity, not less.
Yeah,
right?
but as a team, you just can't say, "All right, we're giving our fourth round pick who's never started a game. We're just going to turn the entire team over to him."
Well, unless you really like
that. Yeah, but I mean, if he's that good, he'll win the job.
Right.
Like Russell Wilson beat out Matt Flynn. They gave Matt Flynn all the money in the world.
Correct.
Russell Wilson was a third round pick, but they're like, oh my God, this guy's better. So right. If he's better, he will eventually be your starting quarterback. I don't think he's better. And I think Cam Newton's going to be your guy, and we're going to forget all about Jarrett Stidham. This is very well possible. Disappear.
I did a hit with Charlotte on the way home yesterday. It's not a brag. Don't get
brag.
Paid or anything.
The
they
Queen
just
City.
Called and asked. Joe was like, hey, Charlotte wants to talk to you at 2:30. Can you do it? Yeah, I'll be on my way home from the show. That's how that went. It's not a brag.
All right, what'd you say to him?
So they asked, could this be more than a one-year deal? And I said, absolutely. I don't see any reason why this couldn't be a long marriage.
If he plays really well, he's going to want a ton of money because he played for free this year.
Okay. Quarterbacks make a ton of money.
Yeah,
that's the way the NFL works.
Patriots didn't want to pay Tom Brady.
Guess what?
I was going to say, he's going to want more than they wouldn't give Tom Brady.
I've always said this. I want a guy that is worthy of a ton of money. That right. means he's the right. best. Yeah. That means he's among the best.
One of the best, yes.
Logan Mankins wanted a ton of money. Richard Seymour, no, Vince Wilfork, you know why they want a ton of money? Yeah. Why did Stephon Gilmore get a ton of money?
Because he's the best corner of football.
So if Cam Newton's looking for a ton of money, unless he's bat bleep crazy, yeah. it's because he's coming off a year in which he threw, I don't know, 33 touchdowns, 8 picks, rushed for 6 more, and I'm like, this is an MVP candidate. Yes, he should make somewhere between $25 and $35 million. And does the Patriots have paid guys, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. I know the misnomer
Patriots
is, oh,
too.
They
oh,
don't
yeah.
pay. They, no, they pay
Mayo,
guys that
Devin
are worth
McCourty,
it.
Logan Mankins,
there was a time
Vince
that Tom Brady was the highest paid quarterback
right,
in football
because
Tom
right.
Brady
yeah.
was the best quarterback in football. So if Cam Newton is one of the best quarterbacks in football that's available this offseason, he'll ask for a lot of money, and Bill Belichick will I can tell you for a fact, there was a consideration Whoa. When they traded for Brandon Cooks. They had in their budgetary future plans to pay Brandon Cooks because Bill thought that was going to be one of the best receivers in football. He wrong.
Wasn't. Yeah,
he was wrong.
Turned out he wasn't.
But my point is,
yeah, but
when
but
Bill sees elite talent,
top guys.
He will pay elite talent, elite
it.
Money.
No, that makes sense. Also want to go back to something that guy, Adam Schein, said
that
going
guy.
In. He was talking about how over the last 2 years, he's proven that he's not good anymore. All right, well, last year
he's
he was,
been hurt the whole time.
Well, he was hurt last year, but even that sentence is not factual. Like
right.
the first half of
well,
2018.
Well, he lost his last 8 games. He would have been more accurate by saying that. And as I said yesterday, he was hurt all 8
but
of those
like,
games.
But like, okay, whoopee-doo. Like he's the team also sucked and they fired their coach. Like it wasn't
yes.
just a Cam Newton problem. And that's really cherry-picking. You could you know, he's always lost his last 8. He's won as many games as me in the last 8 games. Well, the last 8 games also are 2 different seasons, right? He only played in 2 games a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he played in 14 the prior season. But the first 8... He was great. He was probably on track to being, you know, a Pro Bowl quarterback. He looked really good in that year. Then he played through some injuries, which led to some of the numbers being what they were. And then last year, let's chalk it up, it was a lost season.
Yes.
You know, that's like taking the 2008 season, like, oh, Brady didn't look very good in 08. They didn't play. Like, I don't count that. And I know he's taking a lot of hits, but he's 31 years old. He looks like he's in great shape at the very yeah. least. And so... You give him a shot. I don't see any
right, how
downside
about our,
to this.
How about our, I said low risk, high reward. Do it.
Well, but you said it's going to fail.
I think it's going to fail.
Because you just think he's going to get hurt. So you're predicting
no,
an injury.
No, it's not just injury. I also think that when he was a good quarterback, what made him good was, as Andy said, was the whole, oh my God, is he going to run? Is he going to pass? And I think that part's going to be eliminated. I think he's going to be a less accurate quarterback, and he wasn't accurate to begin with.
And if he makes more business decisions, as he famously did mm-hmm. in a Super Bowl, if he makes more Tom Brady-like decisions, oh, there's a rusher coming free. The old Cam Newton either shrugs him off with a flipper because he's a massive human being
oh, yeah.
or steps.
Yeah.
If the new Cam Newton is now schooled in Tom Brady style, throw it into the ground, lob it into the flat, I don't know that that's Cam Newton. That's
no,
like
that's
saying
not,
Shaq's
going
to come be a stretch 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. If he's not ripping down the rim, I don't
no.
really need Shaq.
No, you don't want him to do that. But again, we've seen years where he's run for 750 yards, and then we've seen years where he's run for under 500, right? Like, so mm-hmm. there can be sort of a gap there. I don't think it's going to be as much as, say, his rookie year where he had 14 rushing touchdowns. Like, it's not going to be that. But this allows Josh McDaniels to be even more creative and maybe plays that he wanted to run or things that he wanted to do in years past, but you had Brady, so you had to do it a certain way, which again, that's smart because you had a quarterback like that.
Right.
So now with Newton, you can't just say you're not going to run because, like, what's the point of that?
And
I'm not suggesting you do that.
They all do that. Like,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many Seahawks games I've watched where he does the little read option and he hands it off, and I'm like, you could have just run for 12 yards mm-hmm. off the right end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's there,
yeah.
but he does it. He does it. It's a give. It's a give. It's a give. And then eventually, it's a keep.
There goes Wilson. Yep.
And there goes. And that's what Cam has to be. It can be a give for 2 yards to Sony Michel and a
right.
give for 4 yards to Tony Michel when I think you could have done more, but pick your spots and then kill the defense with that one time you keep it and go around the edge. So it just has to be part of his game. If it's not any part of his game, then I'm with Booger. I don't want any part of him because I don't think he can be a traditional decision-making, accurate pocket passer.
But also, if he sucks, right? Like, say he shows up and he's
Jared Stidham, you know, beats him out for a job, and Bill says, sorry, Cam, but you got to go.
Good luck.
But then, so where?
It's
how
so
are you?
Hard.
Any, but how are you any worse off than you were last week?
Well, the other thing is not only would
same,
you cut into Stidham's development, that's the one sort of theoretical. People are trying to sell on me. I heard it this morning. Oh, you know why they signed Damir Bird 2 months ago? They knew Cam was
well,
coming.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't
he
know
played.
About all that. I don't
but
know about all
if
that.
They did in any way play the market and they wanted Cam Newton all along, well, you may have chose to forego other options. Like, if you were, you know what I mean? Like, you could have gone Andy Dalton. You could have gone Jordan Love. You could have gone
I'm fine with this, though, compared to all those guys.
No, my point is, there's also a possibility they know Stidham's not that good.
Yeah, sure.
And they decided we need Cam Newton. But if they made a mistake there and should have gone after Jameis Winston.
Pick your guy.
Or Philip River. Or whoever you should have.
I mean, every guy's got
you made a decision that Cam, at some point. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether that was 3 days ago, 3 weeks ago, or 3 months ago, that they decided Cam Newton was their guy that they wanted to bring in. They were going to bring in a veteran. You made that decision over other options. So that could also be a detriment to your team. That could hinder your team, Rich Keefe.
617-779-7937. We'll let you weigh in next. We'll talk to Field Yates at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dale and Keefe is on from 10 to 2.
That's why you get up in the morning.
Give me the ball and get out of the way.
On WEEI.
You know, I think obviously it makes them, to me, I thought they would win over 9 games, and I said this on my show on Visa. But I think, to me, now it gives them a conversation to be, can they beat Kansas City? And the way they have to play, can they beat Kansas City? I think that's the ultimate. Can they beat the top teams in the league?
Can you think they can with him?
I think they can. I do. I think a lot of it's going to come down to their kicker, how good he is, right? Mm-hmm. You know, because he's a rookie. It's also going to come down to how good those young players are on defense, you know, and if they can add another.
Mike Lombardi completely on the Rich Keefe side of this track.
Well, I don't think they're going to compete with Kansas City. I really like Cam Newton.
All right, maybe not completely.
Well,
on
no,
the
because
Rich
he
team,
obviously but. Thought better yeah, that, of that's, the rest a, of the roster.
That seemed a little much, didn't it?
I thought that they were maybe best case scenario that last wild card team before, and so with the addition of Newton, it improves you by a couple of games. I think the Chiefs are head and shoulders above everybody in the AFC. Then maybe it's the Ravens. They obviously have questions when it comes to the playoffs, but. Then there's a group fighting for who's the third best team. And I think with Cam Newton, the Patriots are now in that group with Tennessee, maybe Houston, maybe Buffalo, like teams like that.
Yeah, I had 7-9 with whatever you thought was going to be the quarterback situation.
Yeah.
I think they're a little better now. Like 7-9, there's a really low chance you make the playoffs, even with a seventh team.
Yeah, last year, like 8-8, Pittsburgh would have gotten in at 8-8.
I think. Maybe now you could. I still think there's a chance they're a non-playoff team. I certainly am not making any leap to
Kansas City
AFC title game in Kansas City and Pat Mahomes versus Cam Newton. Although the NFL would love that.
Boy,
that'd
be very nice.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. And he jumps right to now. The only question is your kicker. What about all the other questions?
There's other questions.
Tight end,
you mean
wide
Roar Wasser is the only question we have on this team?
That was the old days. Sure. Those were the old Patriots where you came into a season and there was like one thing. Well, this is the question. This team has endless questions, doesn't it? Am I like overselling that? Is that overly negative?
No, I think every position, maybe with the exception of the secondary, I think there
Even the secondary, the safety position could get old overnight.
Yeah, there's a chance. Oh, they drafted a guy young, though.
He's really young.
He's a young pup.
He actually, he's not Hobart.
He's actually not really young.
But
turns out he's an old college
stylistically
player.
Stylistically, making the jump. But I like to just jump that they now have only one. Checked off all the boxes, just the kicker now.
I'm not there. But
well,
I'm
wide receiving course so much better than I thought they were.
Right. But I could see if somebody thought that they were 10-6 with Stidham. Right, like a Fitzy or somebody like that, and
you
improve the quarterback by this much. I could see why you would make that leap. I just wasn't there.
I don't know that everybody agrees you've improved the quarterback by this much.
That's crazy,
right? I mean, do you think there are people that question whether you've improved at quarterback?
Probably.
And I think some of that is what Dale's talking about. It's the health, first of all.
Yeah,
the Adam Schein. Oh, he hasn't played in 2 years. I've won the same number of games as him.
Well, okay.
And new line, paragraph, sentence.
New
and,
line.
Yeah. There's also others like me that are a little bit more, can he still be Cam Newton that's a physical dominant force?
Right.
Or are we looking for, he learned to pitch because he lost his fastball kind of guy?
No, I mean, he's going to have to run. He is.
Yes.
He's going to have to run.
And
but
I have a real feeling that, well, he's going to try to run. It won't be like you're used to.
But he was never a 1,000-yard rusher like Lamar Jackson.
No, but he was a great runner, though.
Yeah, he was a very good runner. He's a power. He's a powerful runner, right? And so can he still run some of those plays? I mean,
you'll use him at fullback. Good idea.
Oh, look at Dale. Big, powerful, good short yardage runner. He is a little tall for your traditional fullback.
A little bit, yeah. 6'5" is a little tall. But
also doesn't have the usual sort of workman-like fullback mentality, scrappy. He's kind of a superstar.
No, he is a superstar. And I'll tell you who's
fourth
thrilled.
And one, he picks it up. He's going to do the Superman celebration and dab.
I'll tell you who's thrilled is the NFL, because they gave the Patriots all these primetime games. And you're like, really? For Stidham? And now they're like, thank God. Oh, they knew all along?
If it was orchestrated, they were going to announce Newton on the same day as the penalties, then the Patriots also said, you might want to give us primetime games. We're going to have Superman wearing number one.
I got something. The only reason I hesitate on that whole theory is you had to guarantee that nobody else signed him, right? Couldn't some other team have signed him for more than $1 million?
Sure.
Well, so depends how much control the league really has.
Oh, God. All right, let's get to the calls with you guys. 617-779-7937. House is in Dorchester. Hey, House,
hey,
how you doing?
On,
what's
fellas?
Up, House?
Hey, let me be the first to welcome Ken to the New England springboard, because this is what we offer him. And then I'm going to say this. Ms. Dale, you believe that they're going to fail.
I think this move is going to fail, yes.
Okay, so let me say this. Let's just go through Cam just a little bit for a short time. Carolina Panthers was in so much disarray down there. Like, that was the worst team. Mike Tolbert put out a statement with some persons. If you look up Mike Tolbert, he said they was in so much array. He was hurt. His shoulder was met. He's fully recovered right now. So I don't see where, and then the coaches are better. Like, he has the best coaches. Like, where can he go wrong at?
No doubt about the coaching. I'm in complete agreement with you about the coaching. I don't think the coaching is going to be able to help it if his ankle hurts or if his throwing shoulder, which has been operated on twice, still hurts.
He sat out. He'd been gone for a year. He's rehabbed. You can see, I just seen him playing basketball on TV.
I was just watching it.
Doing everything. Little hoops.
Did you notice a limp House?
So like, I mean, yeah, no. I don't understand.
House,
he had surgery.
He had surgery last December.
But if you're saying it's going to fail, Dale, then they shouldn't have even signed him.
I know it sounds like I'm talking in circles, and I promise you I'm not. You got nothing to lose here.
I just don't think
it's going to work. That's
so
all.
How
I just,
can anything,
that,
with nothing to lose, how could it possibly fail? How could something fail when there's no chance?
I said, I just don't think it's going to work. I don't think he's going to be able.
Do you think do you think they are going to have a losing season because they signed
Cam
Newton?
He's got him for 10 wins.
Yeah, but I let me defend myself. As I said when I said that, if he's healthy.
So but do you think he's not going to be?
I don't think he's going to be.
Do you like?
So then,
the
how many
signing?
Wins do you expect to happen this year for the Patriots? Because you think he's going to be
hurt
injured?
8.
But yesterday you said 10. So you slept on it.
And I said if he's healthy, 10.
Okay,
I don't think he's going to be.
So, do you like the signing of Cam Newton?
I don't have an issue with it. You got
so
you,
yes.
You try,
but it's
going
to fail.
You
try. Interesting take.
The only point I'm trying to make is it's not going to work.
So then you shouldn't like it. If it's not going to work, why would you like something that's not going to work?
Because for low risk, take a chance. Well, I know it's $1 million. I don't care. For no risk, you take a chance. And if it does work, it's hugely successful for you. I just don't think it's going to.
Okay.
I it sounds.
If you're saying it's not going to work, I don't know why you would want it. I don't know why you would want him if it's not going to work.
Because I said you got virtually nothing to lose to try.
So how could it possibly be a failure?
Because if it does fail,
fail?
I already said if
he gets hurt,
if all of your prep time is put into Cam Newton,
so Stidham's not going to get a snap.
He's not going to get a lot.
On. He got a bunch last year.
Yeah, because Tom Brady didn't practice half
right,
the time.
But who still played? So if Stidham's good, if Stidham's really good, like some people think that he is, he'll take the job, won't he?
Stidham?
Yes.
I think all of us believe for the 55th time that if Cam Newton's healthy, he's your starting quarterback. He's a better quarterback if he's healthy.
Okay, so let me ask a different question because we're kind of talking in circles a little bit here. Who starts more games for the Patriots at quarterback this season, Cam Newton or Jarrett Stidham?
Cam Newton.
Jarrett Stidham.
because of injury, Dale. You think Newton will be the starter. He'll get hurt. That'll be relatively early. Yep. Stidham has to take over.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, the one thing I would say is if you're so sure that Cam Newton is either going to get hurt or is just a shell of himself.
It's a waste of time and you shouldn't want him.
And you could have had the upside of Jameis Winston, which if you hit on Jameis Winston, guys, right? That's a home run.
The only reason, in my opinion, the only reason Bill Belichick did this was that it cost nothing. The price finally got to, okay, you know, what the heck. It's a good value now. Because if Cam Newton continued to say, no, I want $3 million, I want $4 million, he wouldn't be here.
It's also the locker room divide.
No. It's also because he doesn't fully trust Stidham to be the guy.
Right.
If he did, he's not bringing him in here.
You have to
regardless of the price.
And we already saw the googly eyes on Twitter, and I said to Wiggy, you know, during the break,
those guys,
if you're a veteran guy in the locker room,
they're on Newton's side.
You're already like, 100%. Wow, we got Superman, the MVP. Like, you can see it immediately when you take the field.
He's
got the stronger arm.
That light is flashing in 100%. Front of you. I know it is right now.
Okay, Dale, you always hit the break on time. Way to go.
No, I just keep getting text messages from my friend in there. Field Yates joins us next. Sports Radio WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.